Good morning. We continue with our study of the Chafetz Chaim in the Shmiras HaLashon Yomi section, and the Chafetz Chaim has been enumerating all the different prohibitions, all the laven that one violates from one single act of speaking badly about his friend. We talked about Lashon Hara and Rechilus L'Selech Racha Ba'amecha. We talked about Lo Sisa Shem Ashav. We talked about being careful about Zaras, and we talked about Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshal, and now the Chafetz Chaim adds in that a person who speaks Lashon Hara violates Yishama L'chapein Tishkachas Hashem Elokecha. One violates forgetting Hashem, which the Gemara tells us is a prohibition against being haughty. When you're haughty, you think yourself so great and so wonderful, and that if you would really understand where your faults were, you wouldn't be looking at it in other people. So the Gemara says, "Mum shebecha al tegala lechavercha." If you have the same you have the same blemish, you shouldn't be walking around throwing it at somebody else. In fact, the Gemara in Sota is so specific; it points out that the sin of gaiva, the sin of haughtiness, is quite serious. So much so it costs a person at the time of Tchias Amesim, so much so that the person is compared to an Oved Avodah Zarah. He serves himself, and he's called a Toeva. He's called an embarrassment. Now, if you're going to speak badly about your friend, you must really think very high about yourself that you talk poorly about him or her. And this is specifically so if we're talking about the embarrassment of somebody else, which brings us up in the process. The Yerushalmi in Chagiga says that somebody who derives honor because his friend is not honored doesn't have chelek li'olam haba. My mother likes to tell the story about two boys who are playing in the sand, and each one tries to prove that which one is higher on the basis of who is not high. Right, so one boy pulls higher sand under his feet, and the other pulls even more sand under his feet until they get bored. And one of them reaches up and knocks the sand out from underneath his friend's feet so that the friend falls down. So he says, "See, and now I'm higher and taller." And the truth is, he wasn't higher and taller, because in the end of the day, it's not that you knock out the sand from underneath your friend's feet that makes you taller, higher, and prouder. And the Yerushalmi says quite the opposite. It makes you smaller and something that makes you weak. So a person needs to understand that is a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested. And God holds us accountable when we talk that way, and it's something for us to consider. We also violate, when we speak Lashon Hara or accept it, with the idea of Lo Sechalalu Hashem Kachi, of creating a Chilul Hashem. Why? Because when you do something, not because you have an incredible desire, not because you get any benefit, you're just giving up on the world. You're giving up on Hashem's world. And so if you do that, that's called a Chilul Hashem. You're just getting rid of Hashem's Torah. Now, you'll say to me, and this is even more so when you do it publicly, you tell Lashon Hara in a public situation, we're Mechal Hashem Shemaim that way. And certainly that's the case if we do it in public. So that's Chilul Hashem D'oraisa Berabin. And such a person is really somewhat messed up and ruined. It's so funny when we think about it, we're always so quick to play the Chilul Hashem card, to say this is a Chilul Hashem and this is a Chilul Hashem, and we talk about it in public, and what we don't realize is that is also often a Chilul Hashem, and we need to make sure that we curb the way that we speak and make sure that when we speak out, we are not in violation of our own words at the same point in time. We can do it. You just have to have it in mind, something that has to be on top of our heads. And so therefore, Be'ezus Hashem, will get there quickly. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful week.